A criminal complaint filed November 27th in Pocahontas County Magistrate Court by West Virginia State Police Trooper Z. M. Chestnut details a series of events from the early morning hours which led to a charge of first-degree murder against Jeremy L. Kincaid, 37 years old, of Marlinton. According to the complaint, at approximately 2:45 a.m., Trooper Chestnut responded to a call from the County 911 Center regarding an unresponsive male in the Huntersville area. When he arrived on the scene, he found the male lying on the ground beside a vehicle in the driveway of a residence at 1081 Old Huntersville Drive. The individual had gunshot wounds and blood was visible. Trooper Chestnut spoke with Timothy Wilfong, who told him that the subject on the ground was Galen Lee Biggs. Wilfong said he found Biggs unresponsive at Wilfong's home, 456 Beaver Creek Road, and had transported him to the Huntersville location where he called 911. EMS and the county coroner pronounced Biggs dead at the scene. At Timothy Wilfong's residence, Trooper Chestnut found George Kenneth Wilfong and determined that the house was a crime scene. Blood was found in a back room and on a porch at the residence along with a spent .22 caliber casing. Trooper Chestnut questioned Timothy Wilfong and George Wilfong as potential witnesses. He learned that Timothy Wilfong, George Wilfong, Galen Biggs, Ryan Moore, Caitlin Worf, and Jeremy Lee Kincaid had all been present at the residence during the events leading up to the death of Galen Biggs. After being advised of their Miranda rights, they told Trooper Chestnut that Timothy Wilfong and George Wilfong had been at the house when Biggs arrived. Sometime thereafter, Ryan Moore, Caitlin Worf, and Jeremy Kincaid arrived, and an argument took place between Biggs and Kincaid. Several interviews revealed that the gunshots were heard before Kincaid was observed to be holding a firearm. Kincaid then left with Moore and Worf. Timothy Wilfong then discovered Biggs' body on the back porch and transported him to the old Huntersville Road residence. In a Mirandized interview, Kincaid said that he and Biggs had been involved in, quote, drama, mainly revolving around ex-girlfriends. Kincaid said that Biggs approached him with a firearm. When the firearm was fired, Kincaid stated that he then drew his .38 caliber revolver from his waistband and fired several shots at Biggs before leaving the scene with Moore and Worf. Kincaid said he took both firearms with him when he left, disposing of Biggs' rifle and his own pistol at separate locations in Marlinton. Following the interview, Kincaid, escorted by members of the West Virginia State Police, led them to the locations of the firearms, one of which was a .38 caliber revolver. Both firearms were recovered by the state police. Jeremy Lee Kincaid was charged with first-degree murder and was taken to the Tigard Valley Regional Jail. The matter remains under investigation by the West Virginia State Police, Marlinton Detachment. Allegheny Mountain Radio thanks Janelle Graham, editor of the Pocahontas Times, for compiling the information for this story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.